Wow, this is the directions. I'm reading them over right now. It's so specific. I love it. It's like divide dough into two and then each piece into three, then roll into a rectangle, not a square, a rectangle.
Very
Very
tedious,
tedious.
but comes out with a good end result, so it's good. It's worth the effort.
Hi, and welcome to week two of Pandemics. Today we are talking to Hannah Wallenfels, who will share with us her thoughts as well as an incredible babka recipe. Hannah just graduated from Williamsville East and plans to attend Northeastern in the fall. Hannah is involved with the Jewish community here in Buffalo and beyond, as she just completed her term as regional president of the Tzafon region of United Synagogue Youth, known as USY. Welcome, Hannah. Thank you for being here. So, Hannah, tell us a bit about yourself and your connection to the Buffalo Jewish community.
But I'm Hannah, and I've been in Buffalo since I was born, and it's just such a great community. And I love how much we're able to like depend on each other. Like I know that if I need anything, I can just call anyone that I know through the Buffalo Jewish community, and I've got what I need.
As I mentioned before, Hannah just finished her term as regional president of Tzafon Region USY, which is a pretty big deal. Tell us how that was.
Yeah, so it was actually like such an incredible experience. Like I loved it so much. Highly recommend getting involved with USY. Shout out to FM. So this past year as president, I got to help the board and support them in planning their programming for our conventions. Unfortunately, we only had one regional convention this year because of coronavirus, but we still were able to do a lot of like virtual programming, which was really cool too. And just getting to like engage a lot more with like international USY was really cool, and meeting all the other presidents and seeing what they do in their regions and seeing how it's different than what we do in Safon was really
That's
cool.
awesome. Yeah, and being a senior this year, I'm sure the coronavirus pandemic was not what you were planning on dealing with in the slightest. How is dealing with that from a USY and Jewish perspective, as well as a school perspective?
Coronavirus kind of screwed up my year a little bit there, just because like as a senior, there's so many like culminating moments of this year that I didn't really get to experience to the full extent. So with USY, that meant not getting to go to my final convention and virtual installations, which was still super special and everything. But it's just different not being able to be there with your friends for your last couple days as a USYer. For school, it's been hard not being able to like go through those last couple steps as a high school senior, going through prom and the senioritis of ditching movies after AP exams for like the last month of school, and obviously like no graduation and stuff like that. So it's been hard, but I'm actually a class officer, so we've been working on a special little gift to give to all the seniors with all the money that we raised for prom. And so that's been really nice being able to give back to the class and just kind of figuring out how to keep everybody's spirits high during this time.
Losing prom and graduation when you've been expecting it for so many years has got to be so hard. But I love that you're reallocating the funds to give back and still commemorate the class. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. We are now going to switch up the topic and get into what you came here for, talking about the recipe you shared with me today. Hannah shared a babka challah recipe, and it looks really incredible and delicious. What made you pick this recipe to share, and why is it special to you?
Yeah, it's Chani Lobkowski's recipe, and it kind of connects to what I was saying before about how when you need something, someone in the Jewish community is there to help you. So my mom needed a new recipe to try out, and there's Chani with the new recipe to try. So it was really nice getting to try other people's tried and true recipes. So during like the whole pandemic, unfortunately, my mom has not been able to go to work on Fridays anymore because they've been, limiting the number of hours that people are in the office. But the blessing in disguise there is that now she's able to try new recipes every week for Shabbat. And we usually have like a nice Shabbat dinner and everything, but she's been able to now with her extra free time, she's been able to experiment with new recipes and whatnot. And this is like our favorite one that she's tried. And we had to watch a couple of videos because it includes a six strand challah braid. So we had to watch some tutorials on how to do that, but it was a really fun like activity to do together.
Oh, that's so fun. And I agree. A perk you could say of these past few months has been the extra time we've been able to spend with the people that are in our immediate circles. It's so wonderful that you guys have been able to do that and spend that time together. So, what's your favorite part of making the babka?
I like the braiding together because it's definitely a team effort. Someone's got to hold down the top of it while the other person braids because there's just so many strands. But yeah, it's really fun getting to spend that time with her.
And if someone were to be taking this recipe and making it, as I'm sure they will, what would your advice be to them about making it?
Watch some YouTube videos on how to do a six strand braid because it's not as easy as it sounds.
That is really impressive. A six strand of braid is that it reminds me of like making those intense bracelets at camp. And it clearly sounds just so good. How long does it take to finish the loaf?
probably 2 or 3 days between all of us, and it's a big loaf too.
Oh man, that's as much time as it should. You have to eat it fresh.
Right,
Right,
exactly.
exactly. Yeah. Even though things took a turn no one was expecting, Hannah seems to have a pretty good plan made out for the summer. She will continue working at Wegmans, is nannying a couple times a week, and even plans to rent an Airbnb with some camp friends from Camp Seneca Lake to spend time together at their home away from home. I'm sure many of these activities might just include her delicious babka as well. Thank you for listening. See you next week.